Thank you for listening today on Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Feel free to check us out at podcastwithpastorlarry.com. In just a moment, Pastor Larry will be teaching us a constant truth from God's Word to help us in this always changing world. You can always find more teaching with Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4, that's the number 4, Others. That would be Freedom Church 4, Others. Now, let's get to learning the Bible to live the Bible with Pastor Larry.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. This is Pastor Larry with Freedom Ministries. Hope that you're doing well. It's Tuesday, November the 15th. We've been studying together the subject matter of prayer, rightly dividing the subject of prayer. And we have talked about praying promises, or I've prayed in faith, but God didn't answer. And we've looked at promises in God's Word that He made, but not to us, and how we need to rightly divide and make sure we're making the right application, so when we pray, that we're not basing our prayers on promises that were not given directly to us. And that's why it's so important for us to study this subject matter. So now we're on the whole topic of prayer promises written directly to us, the body of Christ, the church age in which we live in. And so if you're joining in on Facebook, this is part 6. If you're joining in or listening in, I should say, on the podcast ministry at podcastwithpastorlarry.com, this will be episode 6. So whenever you see a prayer promise in the Bible, you got to look at when the promise was made. So we have to understand who was the promise made to, and in understanding the context in which it was made. And so while you're plugging in and getting adjusted to all of that, please hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the share button. Yes, please share God's Word with others and our study together. And of course, all along the way, you can feel free to comment. And speaking of comments, maybe you have a prayer request, something you'd like to be prayed for and with. I'd like to do that with you and partner with you in prayer. After all, this is the subject matter, and we ought to be praying, right? There's so much to pray for, and so you don't have to be descriptive, and you surely don't have to be and give a lot of information. It can be very quick and concise, but you don't have to give a lot of detail, and please don't give your address or phone numbers like that on this public domain. But if you'd like to submit a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you here at Freedom. So let's join in, jump right in into our Bible study today. So when we claim prayer promises, that's the subject matter here. When we pray or claim promises that were never intended for us in the time period in which we live, then it's very possible to not only corrupt God's Word, but then you'll be standing on a promise that was never meant for you. And so if you do that, well, then that promise is going to fail and it's not going to work. So we've been studying some prayer promises. One of the prayer promises, as we review very quickly, for us today is that when we pray, we are given the promise of unexplainable peace through Jesus Christ. Do you remember the text for that? It comes from Philippians. Do you remember? Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Let's review it. Paul said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with gratitude, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall protect your hearts." It will protect your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That is one of the prayer promises. That's a promise that fits in the age in which we live in today. The second prayer promise that we've discovered together is that we have been given the prayer promise that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us when we pray. That context and that promise is found in Romans chapter 8. And it is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Let's review that together. Paul said, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, in our infirmities. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. See, here in this text, which we studied last week, we learn our greatest need. What is our greatest need? We don't even know what to pray for. And our greatest need is that we need the Holy Spirit working in our life. And the good news is we've been given the promise right here in the scriptures that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. You may be thinking or asking, what does the word intercede mean? It means to plead on someone else's behalf. It literally means to step in on the behalf of someone else and to communicate for. And Paul said here in this text of Romans 8, 26 and 27, he said, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. And haven't we at times, all of us, right, encountered the difficulty of even knowing what to pray for, how to pray for? Do I pray for this? Do I pray for that? And we can go through all of that and get frustrated in our prayer life. And I have found one of the first things that Christians do when they get frustrated in their prayer life is they stop praying. So why is it that Paul said that we don't always know what to pray for? Well, by review, I want to remind you that suffering and sickness can cloud our thinking. Yes, because the text said of Romans 8, 26, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, in our infirmities. Yes, in our frailty. It's also translated in our sickness. And so it is good for us to know that, because things of the earth, our circumstances, our life can cloud our thinking. And sometimes we don't see that help is right there with us. It's called the Spirit of Christ. And so that may be a reason why we don't know what to pray for. But there's a second one, and that is we don't have full knowledge, because Paul said, for we know not. There are some things that we just simply don't know. We are imperfect. Our minds are not infinite. They're finite. And we do have spiritual limitations. And so it's important for us to look at the text here. As Paul said, it's the Spirit who helps us. And we don't even know what's best for us, because Paul said we don't know what to pray for as we ought to pray. That means there are some things we should be praying for. And God is like that parent, right, who knows when to refuse what the child is asking for, but also knows exactly what to give and what the child needs, even when the child doesn't know what they need. And so God's plan, which really brings me to the next thought of our study, is that the Holy Spirit does a great work. We see our problem in verse 26, and that is, we do not know what to pray for as we ought, and we're weak. Paul said that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, and God has a great solution to our problem. What is the solution? What is this promise to our problem? It's that while we are praying, the Holy Spirit, who is indwelling every Christian, is filtering through our prayers and offering up intercession to the Father. Because the Bible says in the end of verse 26 that the Spirit Himself intercedes for us, right, with groanings too deep for words. See, in our weakness, in our sickness, in our suffering, and in our lack of knowledge, what is the Holy Spirit doing? The Holy Spirit is right there. He's right here with us. And when we pray, He's entering into our experience. That's what He's doing. He's interpreting our most inner feelings and is interceding to the Father on your behalf and my behalf. That's encouraging. And I want you to notice something in verse 27. Listen to these words if you're on the podcast. Maybe you're able to look up this verse along with me. In Romans 8, 27, Paul said this, "He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is." And I love that. The Father knows the mind of the Spirit. And when we pray, there is profound communication going on between the Father and the Spirit. And I think that's awesome. Did you know that this is going on? Did you even realize that this is happening the very moment and every time that you pray? I want to leave Romans 8. We're going to come back there, but I want to look at a great cross reference, and it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Paul said, "But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Likewise, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. And if the Father knows the hearts of men, and He does, He surely knows the mind of the Spirit." So when you pray, take courage, take encouragement here. The Holy Spirit begins interceding, and the Father knows exactly what the Holy Spirit is thinking and saying. And this is a huge blessing because we have an advocate. We have the Spirit of Christ speaking, and He is speaking on your behalf and my behalf. Even when we don't know what to pray for as we all do. And the good news is, I think this is such a blessing to know that when I pray and when you pray, and when we pray with a yielded heart, and maybe we don't even know quite what to say, it comes out maybe even sometimes awkward or repetitive, right? What is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. According to Romans 8, 26 and 27, the Holy Spirit is right there translating our prayer. He sure is. And He's translating this into a perfect prayer. And then that prayer enters the ears of the Heavenly Father. Now, if we can go back to Romans 8 and look at 27. Romans 8, 27, we see the unfolding of God's great plan. Notice in verse 27, "He who searches the hearts," that's us, "knows the mind of the Spirit," yes, the Spirit that dwells in us, "because He," the Spirit of Christ, "intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." And I love that phrase. He is interceding for the saints, for the children of God, according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit's groanings that are too deep for words, they are working perfectly, right? In accordance to God's will for your life. And God does have a will or a plan for your life. And what's interesting is we haven't looked at this verse, but in Romans 8:29, look at this verse. For those whom he did foreknow, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he, Christ, might be the firstborn among many brothers. This is telling us what God's ultimate will is. And what his ultimate will is for his children is to make us more like Jesus. We have been created, and God is at work in your life and in my life to make us more like Jesus. This is God's glorious purpose according to Romans 8:29. And we have this grand promise because Romans 8:28. This is a verse that's used a lot, but in the context of this chapter, we understand that this is God's purpose and his plan to be at work and working out things in our life. You know Romans 8:28. It says, we know all things work together for good. All things. Well, they don't feel good. All things. Some are good. Some are bad. Some are uncomfortable. But God is saying that he is working all things together for good to those who love God. Listen to this. To those who are called according to his purpose. What are we finding? We're finding that when we love God with a sincere heart, okay, who love God, that's what verse 28 says. And we pray sincerely. We're yielding to God's Spirit in us. God promises that the Holy Spirit will be interceding for us, and that the Holy Spirit is praying to the Father for his will to be done in our lives. This, folks, is excellent news. This brings such hope to us. Because of this great truth, we can be rest assured that all things are working together for good and for God's purpose. Not all things are good, but God's working them together for good. Like a piece of the puzzle. Have you ever put a puzzle together and you started working on this puzzle and some of the edges come together fairly quickly? But then as you start creeping into the sides in the middle, you start realizing that a lot of these pieces look the same, and some of them, and yes, I even have the picture of the box in front of me, they are difficult to put together. Do you realize that God sees everything in one moment, and that God is putting these pieces of the puzzle in your life and in my life together? And here's the thing. God doesn't even need to look at the box. He's the one who created us. He is the one who designed this puzzle. He knows exactly where the pieces go. And yes, sometimes he doesn't put the pieces together until he sees fit to do so. And I thank God for Romans 8:28. Because we know that all things were promised, that all things do work together for good for them who love God. But why is this? Why would God make such a promise? Because the Holy Spirit is making intercession for us according to the will of God. And so I want to encourage you, if you're wondering about the promises of God for you, I want to remind you of the two that we covered so far. And next time, on Thursday, when we get together, we're going to discover a whole new promise of God that we receive and learn of when we pray. Remember, the first promise is this. We are given the promise of peace. According to Philippians 4:6-7, This is a peace that passes all understanding. It surpasses our knowledge. And that peace, God promised that this peace will guard, it will protect our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. That's a great promise. And I don't know about you, but I need that promise in my life. But there was that second promise that we just finished up. And that is, I have a spokesperson, and so do you, someone who is speaking on our behalf. Yes, even when we don't know what to pray as we ought. The Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8, 26 and 27, the Bible lets us know that the Holy Spirit is making intercession for us and that He is working for us and helping us in our weakness, and that there is communication going on between the Spirit in you and to the Heavenly Father, that the Spirit in you and the Heavenly Father are communicating about the greatest creation, the greatest masterpiece ever. And that's you, and that's me. And that, folks, is great news. What wonderful promises we have according to God's Word. So that's going to be it for today. I hope this encourages you, and I hope that you take these promises that were written directly to you, and you start applying them to your life. You start praying for these promises and praying about these promises. And I'm going to tell you, for years, I still have been praying the scriptures like these, because God is true to His Word. He can do nothing else. And so I am trusting in His Word. And it is good for us to remind ourselves, even while we are praying and having our Bible open, you don't have to always close your eyes, and reading the scriptures back to Him and letting God know that, Lord, this is what You've given to me. This is what You're giving to Your children today. You've made these promises true. I don't always see those promises. I don't always understand them. And sometimes, yes, even in my weaknesses, my frailty, I'm not so sure that I have doubts. And yet, God, I am needing to trust Your Word. And so as you read these scriptures, you are reaffirming in yourself the very truth of His Word that He has given to you and I. His promises are true. And God never fails. So join me next time as we study God's Word together, and as we continue to rightly divide the subject of prayer, and as we continue to understand the prayer promises that are given to us today. So I want to remind you, you are loved and you are prayed for. So until next time, take care. God bless.
Thanks for joining us today for Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Connect with Pastor Larry at podcastwithpastorlarry.com to hear weekly biblical teaching. You can always find more teaching of Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4. That's the number 4 others. That would be Freedom Church 4 others. This is a listener-supported podcast. Feel free to partner with us to further our reach of the gospel to the world. If you feel led to give, please log on to PastorLarry.org. Again, thanks for connecting to Podcast with Pastor Larry.